This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something
right now.
Yeah, and I'm living a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist.
And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. Today is May 24th, Tuesday, 2022. It is episode 949, and Will is on vacation.
Just nailing all the logistics, and you only had like 30 seconds to prepare. Well done.
Yeah.
You got the date, you got the day of the week, you got the episode number, all correct.
Thank you.
It's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it weird on purpose a little bit.
Yeah, I think he was.
I liked it. Being, to be honest with you, I liked
show
it.
Off. Like I know, well, I know the date and stuff.
Yeah.
You want to see my mic technique?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just us three for the rest of the week. So you know, we'll see how it goes.
Old school.
What does that mean? More dick stories?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, this is gonna be. Well, I don't know. I saw that you, Wes, not to blow your cover, have a Biden time in here. But I was looking forward.
No, that's Mark.
Oh, Mark has a Biden time.
Okay, cool. I'm on the triple dipple coffee.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you're gonna cover Biden pretty fairly. That's all I'm gonna say. As you do.
You're gonna blow your stack.
Hey yo. I'm kidding.
But yeah, what else you got in the coffee?
Oh shit. Now I'm on the spot. I mean, all sorts of stuff. What do we have? We have Ukraine-Russia war update. That's fun. Mm. Biden time, like Pat said. And then what else do we have? We're going to end with a curse.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, I didn't know if you were trolling yesterday or what, because you were texting. We're making a big joke about you not using stage makeup and instead maybe using some like long-lasting girl makeup that you stole from your wife for goth day. And then you're saying it really hurt to get it out of your eye. Did it really hurt to get it out of your eye? What happened there?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The eye makeup.
No, I don't even remember goth day. What do you?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was just one of the eyeliner things was painful to get out. My wife gave me like a makeup wipe and she's like, get in there and really get it. And it's like, okay. And I just had to clean up, you know, actual makeup for my face. It was challenging.
Yeah. They love that. Yeah. She brought the makeup light in and watched you struggle.
Yeah. Listen, she's like, you're not digging hard enough. You're not digging hard enough.
I can wear women's clothing, like pants, like women's clothing, but the makeup thing though, I couldn't do it. It drives me nuts to have makeup on my face.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But she did a good job. Shout out my wife. That was fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring back Emo Borgie some other time. Who knows?
I thought it was a great character. I loved it.
Yeah, it was fun. What else? Anything going on with you guys today before we get into
news? Well, I mean, we're doing the, just so you know what's in the news.
Yeah,
you know, what's ahead of you in the TikTok international moment. I have a couple hypotheticals for you guys. We're going to try something a little bit different on the show today because we got a three man. Mm. It's going to be like kind of a choose your own adventure kind of deal.
Excellent, love that. Yeah. Great book series. Loved those as a child. Wes, what do you got going on?
I've got it appears that Amish Brock was correct, and I'm going to tell you why. And then we're going to check in on the White case, Casey and Vicky. Some stuff going on there. The saga continues.
She's dead.
But, you know.
Update, she's still dead.
She still killed herself. But there's some stuff going on with the case that is interesting. So we'll give you a little update on that. Before I forget, remember the story that I covered about the guy at the birthday party? He had bad anxiety. His bosses.
The worker who got fired because he couldn't handle the surprise party.
Right. In Kentucky. That's right. Yeah. He won.
They screwed him.
He won.
He won.
$450,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he an engineer?
Yeah. He was some kind of weird, like, Asperger's.
He was some sort of genius. Social freak genius.
Yeah.
On that note,
yeah.
Let's do the news.
Okay.
Yeah, cup of coffee in the big time.
We got a bunch of trending stories, a cream of the crop, an honorable mention, but first we like to do the fun fact often. So, did you know that the cast of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers only made $600 a week, even though they were like the biggest show of the mid-90s for the first like year or so.
I did know something like that, Mark. I did know something like
that. That's crazy, right?
It's very crazy.
That's it is crazy because they're if like they were all only in their Mighty Morphin characters, then you could have anyone
that's
in those
not
suits.
Why.
But they were no, but they were actually acting. Like their faces were shown. Like that's
guys. That's a that's what we call a non-union contract. That's a non-union contract. Hmm. That is a that's a one-time fee, one-time payment to these young kids from Saban. It's not Saban, it's Saban.
Okay.
Screw those kids over. Yeah. I actually produced.
They were in their 20s, too. They weren't like teenagers.
No, they weren't. And the Red Rangers, crazy.
Oh, we're going to get to some.
Yeah, but I actually produced an official Mighty Morphin Power Rangers film.
Okay.
It's called Cosmic Drift. You can take a look at it if you want.
Really? Okay.
We dress the cars up like the Rangers.
I'll get right on that.
And then we drift it all over San Francisco.
Bonus dog fun fact. The Black Power Ranger was missing a finger. Did you guys know that?
Shut up. No, I didn't.
Oh, I always thought his finger was in the sweater.
Yeah, right? He has permanent shocker hand on the one hand, although it looks like his would be like one in the pink, two in the stink. Kind of a surprise shocker. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't let him near your daughters, am I right?
Right?
That's why he was getting paid $600.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like how they made him the actual Black Ranger because it could have got tricky. Because if you're like, it's the Black Ranger, but it was like black guy in a yellow outfit, you know?
Right,
right. So they,
yeah.
They
and then later,
we had no choice.
Tommy turned out to be a white supremacist in season 4, after he became the White Ranger, which was like, whoa, you know?
Yeah, he went to the dark side.
Were you all guys right into that shit?
No.
Okay, neither.
It was 1 year younger than us. Yeah, yeah. Like, no. Yeah, we were 1 year too old.
No, I beat up kids that watched that show. All right, let's get to the honorable mentions. First up, let's do a Ukraine-Russia war update, and it's not great. Nearly 6.5 million Ukrainians have now fled Ukraine. They're former Ukrainians, I guess, currently, with more than half ending up in Poland. And Hungary, Slovakia, and Romania have been other popular spots for refugees, which is just... it's insane how many people have fled. I had a thing here. Mm-hmm. I have so many pictures today, it's hard to even find one of them. But there was a chart that showed you which countries. It's like 3.5 million in Poland. Here it is. 3.5 million in Poland, 644,000 in Hungary, 442,000 in Slovakia, 472,000 in Romania. Moldova's got 471,000. It's insane.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Not good. Do you feel, though... that, like, is Putin weakening or what's going on? Like, what's
he
the bigger picture?
I mean, he did a lot of damage. And there's other, you know, people behind him. Russia's got a lot of people. They got a big army. This pushes the people that have been forcibly displaced from their homes because of man-made conflict, not like weather related, to 100 million. We just crossed the 100 million milestone, humans, of displacing people because we're assholes. Great job, humans. All from physical conflicts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said about 100 Ukrainians are dying each day in eastern Ukraine, and Russian losses are thought to be about the same. So just 200 people dying a day, every day out there.
Jesus.
21-year-old Russian, this guy right here, Russian soldier Vadim Shishamarin, was the first to be convicted of war crimes in Ukraine. He's been sentenced to life in prison. So,
how old is that kid?
21.
Jesus.
He's gone for life because, you know, he killed civilians.
You know, I selfish me, I know I've shared that my wedding video editor is Ukrainian, and I was helping her before, and I know she's outside of Ukraine. So actually, literally today, I wrote her and I was like, hey, Katie, you know, like, now that you're out of Ukraine, you think you can start editing some of these gay and lesbian weddings I have?
Right.
And she goes, nope. My brother and the company are still in the safe part of Ukraine. So take your gay and lesbian weddings somewhere else. No, we can't edit them still. So I was hoping that, you know, the war might have changed a few things on that front. But nope,
she just doesn't like the gays.
She can't stomach them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the bottom line.
If you called it if you called it something besides a wedding, if you called it like an event, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Or a hang.
Yeah. Don't call it a wedding. That's what's really.
You want to come over? Me and my butt are gonna hang real tight, like.
Yeah, we're gonna enjoy it for life.
I'm gonna keep pressing her though.
Yeah. See if she changes. Concert.
Didn't you try to sponsor her brother or some shit?
Yeah, I did. I sent like a fucking message to the goddamn embassy and all kinds of shit. And
she doesn't seem to care that you're like, you know, listen, not bigoted towards gays.
No, she doesn't care. No. Okay. Absolutely not.
Nothing's changing her. Concert goers in St. Petersburg in Russia on Friday were seen chanting, fuck the war. That's good. And Russian diplomat Boris Bondarev, he's gone. He was the counselor to the UN. He's resigned, saying he thinks the war is disgusting and Putin's an asshole. So, you know, there are some people turning in Russia, which is good. You know, we'll see.
I read that there some like former big spy says that he thinks that Putin will be in a asylum by 2023, like an insane asylum.
Hmm,
that would be cool.
Yeah.
Lots of the propagandists, the New York Times is covering this. You know, they have like essentially state sponsored like bloggers with the Russian army, and I guess the Russians were trying to cross this bridge recently. Beefed it real bad to take the Donbas region.
Yeah.
And even the state-sponsored bloggers started coming out and be like, this is bullshit. Our leadership sucks.
Yeah, that's good. Starbucks is pulling all of their stores from Russia. No more pumpkin spice lattes for the basic bitches in Russia. Mm. What else? Zelensky said Ukraine would not accept any sort of treaty whatsoever that would cause Ukraine to lose any territories whatsoever. I think that includes the Donbas regions and those eastern regions. So it sounds like this is not even close to ending, unfortunately. And Ukraine's fast tracking into the EU or NATO as well is still a no-go. But a lot of countries are sending them a ton of money, like the U.S., who's sending over, a $40 billion package that was approved earlier this month. We've now spent, on average, over $100 million a day in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Now let's transition that to Biden time, because our next honorable mention is that. And two things, like indirectly but kind of directly related to the Ukraine invasion, popped up for Joe this week that he had to handle. First up, when asked if he would militarily support Taiwan if China invaded them, Biden had this to say.
You didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are.
That's a commitment we made. We are not. Look, here's the situation. We agree with a one China policy.
There you go.
He's not wearing an earpiece, huh?
Yeah. You hear that certainty in his voice that we're all going to die.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny you bring that up, Pat, because I had a clip. I didn't get it in time, but there's a clip from like a town hall where he's walking around standing up and like Anderson Cooper's asking him that like in October 2021. And he's like, hell yeah, if China invades, we're going to fuck him up and militarily. And he's like, It's a completely different tone.
He's doing pushups.
It's a completely different tone than he has now. It's like, we're fucked. We're defeated. I guess we have to fight China if we have to. It's like, not good. Not a good tone.
Not good.
You caught it. It's there. The tone's there. The White House tried to walk that back because, you know, war with China is not really in the cards right now with the Ukraine thing and our economy tanking and China being enormous. And also, what would the NBA do? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Got to think about them.
Yeah, what the hell would they do, right? Not during finals. So that's a no on helping Ukraine military. Yes on Taiwan. And back to the we're broke thing. With gas prices setting new all-time highs every week, it seems the federal government and Biden they're finally looking to do something to ease the pain, right? What did Biden say? Something along the lines of like, we will do everything we can to make sure Americans don't feel too much pain at the gas pumps.
I remember that.
Well, they haven't done shit, but apparently the Biden administration is in talks to tap into a federal diesel reserve to address energy shortfalls this fall. Don't get too excited, though, unless you are on the East Coast and use diesel fuel, because it's the Northeast Home Heating Oil Reserve is what they're looking to tap into. And it only has a stockpile of about 1 million barrels of diesel fuel, which is about a day's worth.
That's pointless, yeah.
But they are going to use it to make sure trucks, boats, trains, farm equipment, and buses don't straight up run out of gas when they have these gas stations that are completely out of it. So they're going to use it for like extreme emergencies, which sounds worrisome to me that they have to do this because they're expecting it to be completely tapped out in places.
This is great if you have Mercedes-Benz from the early to mid-80s mm-hmm. or Dodge Sprinter van. This is really good news for you.
Yeah, it sounds to me it is, Pat. It is. They use diesel. It sounds to me like this whole million gallons of diesel, like it sounds like putting a piece of bubble gum over a leak in the Hoover Dam. It's not going to quite get the job done, is it?
No, gas is supposed to be like by August, $6 national average. You know, I paid $72 to fill up my car the other day. Outrageous.
Yeah, the current average for diesel fuel, again, not regular, is $5.55 in the East Coast, which is 3 cents less than the all-time high, which was last week. New England is about $6.50 a gallon of diesel. The Ukraine war is being blamed, of course, but I mean, when's that going to end? Like I mentioned earlier, not anytime soon. And are we just going to start buying in bulk from Russia after it does? That seems unlikely. We only use 3% of their, that was only 3% of like our gas supply anyways or whatever. Like, why don't we open a pipeline or find some other oil situation to figure it out in the interim?
You know what's weird, man?
I don't know. Do something.
The fucking the baby formula bill, yeah. Right? Everyone's got a problem with something. Everyone's got a problem with something. It's the parties are against each other. The Democrats are against the Republicans. Republicans against the Democrats.
You
can't come together on shit. So, like, if Joe wanted to push for legislation, what would he do? The Republicans would only go for completely deregulate.
Can he sign like an executive order?
And the Democrats would only go for...
He was
for,
signing a bunch in the beginning. Trump signed a bunch.
For with environmental concessions.
Can he overstep a little bit and just sign an executive order, like open up an emergency pipeline or something? I have no idea.
It's possible.
I'm ignorant in this area other than the fact that it seems like gas is going to continue to go up because they're not doing anything. I don't know what they should do or can do, but something would be good.
I'm doing the move at the gas station. Like if I don't have to fill it up, I'm pumping just a little bit, hoping that the prices will go down next week so I can fill up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
no, that's
surely
smart.
They'll go down.
No, that's smart. Maybe. I mean, it's not working
it's
out.
Not,
for
it's
me,
not working.
At one point. I mean, I'm doing the thing where I don't drive. So.
Right. Yeah, that's better.
That's the best way to do it. Let's move on though. How about back to monkeypox again? You guys want to talk monkeypox?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently we have 2 cases now in the US and there are like 5 in Canada, but it's the worst outbreak Europe has ever seen, with several cases in Germany, which is not surprising when you hear what I have to say next. The WHO, the World Health Organization that completely botched COVID and is probably in bed with China, right? Am I right? Is saying that this version of monkeypox is mainly transferred through sex and may have originated at an orgy. Am I right? Come on. Banging.
Someone said that was chicken pox. That's monkey pox.
Yeah. And you know how Germany likes their orgies. Oh, and apparently it's mainly transferred so far by, and the most at-risk community is gay men. So if you remember this picture of monkey pox, I showed it's disgusting pus-filled pox on a hand and Pat joked about it being on genitalia. Well, guess what? Apparently most of these cases are severe genitalia monkey pox cases. Guys with poxed up wangs after having anal sex. That's not the only way to catch monkeypox. You can do it like making out, or you know, like it's kind of like HIV, I guess, but it's what they're mainly seeing in the outbreak cases are guys with horrific wangs, and then when they're digging down to it, they're like, yes, we had gay sex, that's probably what did it, and that's probably what's so that's
yeah. It's not that you can transmit it sexually. It's that
no, you can transmit sexually, but you can,
well, it's close con. It's yes, not like a sexual
that's
transmission
one of the
disease,
things
like a blood
can,
disease.
Right. Bodily fluids.
When you're coming in close contact with someone and you're coming at them hard,
ripping,
and hairy.
You're ripping. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you're getting when you're fucking some.
Not so much that.
No, it is
more,
that
more
too. It is
force.
It's bodily fluids in cuts. It is.
Yeah.
So when you can't get much closer than fucking a guy's anus in terms of bodily fluids and exchanging it, you know.
Yeah.
So
ripping it up.
That'll do it.
It's flush. Real flush.
It's going to be tough to if you catch monkeypox and you have to explain it to your wife or girlfriend that doesn't have it, like right after you came back from a fishing trip and she's fine. You're like,
can't explain that away.
I went in the lake. It was the lake. I don't know. Here's a fun one. Juneteenth and gay pride ice creams are now available for sale at Walmart, and people are pissed. New holidays, new capitalism, right? Take a look at Walmart's Juneteenth celebration edition. It's celebrate the emancipation of enslaved African Americans and African American heritage in general with a delicious pint of red velvet and cheesecake swirled ice cream. You know how the slaves loved cheesecake swirl when they imagined eating it after a 15-hour workday in the fields.
At least it's not vanilla, you know.
What? What is for real? Put that back up.
Yeah,
what are they doing?
Holiday
really?
Edition.
What are they doing?
Celebrate Juneteenth.
Great value. Yeah. It's a great value brand. What?
People are not happy.
They really need every company needs to go out there and hire a Juneteenth translator. Hire a black person that understands what the fuck this is, so you stop doing things like that.
Hey, catch monkeypox recently? Celebrate with Walmart's new Gay Pride ice cream celebration edition. It's white chocolate flavored ice cream with brownies and cherries.
Man, I'll tell you what.
At least
those
they didn't
headlines
put fudge
were
in the title, you know.
Yeah.
Those it's headlines like, were homophobic. It's got like a
cookie
shit.
Stick that the top is covered in fudge on.
Triple packed fudge.
Fudge with like red cherry swirls around it. Hey, come on. Let's check out a few internet comments on the new ice creams because people are not super happy. Let me see. Here's one that just says from Mullet O'Brien, capitalism is awesome. And it's got a picture of the two ice creams. He's kind of poking fun at capitalism, who people try to capitalize on this, as most of the comments were, but some were defending it. Like John at John19860291 says, stop making something out of nothing. Either buy it or don't. It takes nothing away from anyone or anything. Be positive. Stay positive. And all is positive. John works at Walmart.
That's right, John. I like John's attitude.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, Baskin-Robbins has been selling gay pride sherbet for forever. Remember the rainbow sherbet over there?
It's That's delicious. Just rainbow sherbet.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some, yeah. Bet you were eating a lot of that in middle school.
I was eating a ton of it. That was my go-to flavor when I was rainbow younger.
Sherbet. Yeah, holy
just
shit.
Just licking it.
It was orange, raspberry, and something else in there. Yeah, come on.
Look at him go. Look at that shepherd boy go.
That's right.
Come on. So yeah, that's kind of stupid, the Juneteenth ice cream and such. But that will take us to, and as we kind of hinted at earlier, I said there'd be more to come. It's the curse of the Power Rangers cast members, and it's continuing. You may have heard that Power Rangers Red Ranger for the Wild Forces series, Ricardo Medina Jr., we find his picture, he killed his roommate. John Sutter.
With a sword, right?
Yeah, with a sword. When he stabbed him with a sword several times. Apparently, Sutter, the roommate, didn't want Medina's girlfriend coming over all the time in 2017 like she was. And they were arguing about that when Sutter charged Medina. So Medina decided to grab a sword off of his wall, of his bedroom wall, and kill Sutter with it. He got 6 years after making a deal from first-degree murder to manslaughter because he was like, well, he was charging me, and I didn't plan it. So he was also most recently acting in the Power Rangers spinoff, Power Rangers Samurai, in 2011 and 2012, which is probably where he picked up the sword fetish, I would imagine.
Yeah. Hey, prop guy, yeah. You mind if I take this home? I'll bring it back.
Why? Yeah, he took a few offset for sure. But if that's not enough, what about 28-year-old Skylar DeLeon? Do you remember that guy?
Nope. You put the pick up. No, is he?
DeLeon. He was a bit actor, so he was only in like one or two episodes. He didn't even have a speaking line, but this was big news. It came out as Mighty Morphin Power Rangers actor murdered multiple people. He was the guy that back in 2008, he took a middle-aged couple that owned a yacht out on a yacht trip. He was,
right,
he
they was, did the Dateline
he was,
about
he
it.
He was pretending to be a serious buyer for the yacht. He probably dropped on his resume that he was a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger actor back in the day for clout, you know. And he's like, let's go spin that yacht around on a test drive. I want to make sure I'm getting a good value out of this. And when they were out at high sea, he murdered both of the man and woman who owned the yacht and threw him off the boat. And then he killed someone else, slit their throat for $50,000. So he killed three people, first-degree murder. He's either Jeez. Dead or in jail for life. That's
Mark, I think you might be well, okay, so your instincts were wrong about this one because these people had no idea who the fuck he was, and that might have been partly why
he was mad. Yeah. These don't you remember him for the Power Rangers?
Mighty Morphin, you want to buy a fucking boat or not?
Okay, how about Bob Papenbrook, who played one of the main villains, Rito Revolto? You probably remember what this guy looks like, right? The character, he died of lung disease at 50. How about Lawrence Albert, who also died of lung disease at the age of 55? He played the Red Ranger's father. How about Ty Trang?
The Auburn Ranger, right?
Yeah, the whatever Ranger. How about Ty Trang, the Yellow Ranger? She died mysteriously, or not mysteriously, she died at the age of 27 when she lost control of her car and it drove it off a cliff at the age of 27. There goes the Yellow Ranger. Ah, dead.
Was she drifting?
Yeah, probably Tokyo Drift. She's dead. Who else? Richard Gannell.
Wait, they made the Yellow Ranger Asian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch. And she drove off a cliff?
That's why she drove off the cliff.
And the Black Ranger, black. Yeah. And then
and the
Tommy.
White Ranger is white supremacist.
White supremacist, yeah.
Here's
that one episode they didn't cover his swastika tattoo up really well. It was it was.
Painful. Here's Richard Grinnell, one letter off of former Hard Factor guest Richard Grinnell. He played the owner of the Rangers hangout spot. He died of a heart attack at 47. This one's not as surprising based on his size, but sad.
Yeah.
How about Eric Frank? This guy was the brother of a cast member Whereas he, I got too many pictures to even put them all up. You'll just have to just pretend like you know what he looks like. Here he is, Eric Frank. He was the brother of a main cast member who got cast to play his brother's brother in a story arc that ended when he mysteriously died at 29. Had to write that story arc off because he's dead mysteriously. Maurice Mendoza, who played Richie, died of mysterious causes at age 39. And that case is never going to be solved, apparently. They have a Power Rangers wiki. It's called Deceased Power Rangers Actors, and there's 33 and counting.
Holy moly.
Not to mention the murderers. So 33 dead, a couple murderers, and guess what? Let's add another criminal to the list, and it's the character son of one of the deceased we mentioned, the original Red Ranger, whose stage name is Austin St. John.
Come on, I know this guy.
You know Austin St. John? And his government name is Jason Lawrence Geiger. And he was busted from stealing for the government. So we'll go with his government name on this one. So Geiger, here he is holding up the Red Ranger thing like 25 years after he's been, you know, out of acting. He's, you know, hanging on to it. Geiger was one of 19 people busted from a group of people that allegedly scammed more than $3.5 million in COVID relief funds. The McKinney, Texas resident is accused of being part of a network of assholes that applied for at least 16 massive fraudulent loans through the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program, using false information and fake documents, documentation. The network was led by 47-year-old Michael Hill, who is also known as Tank. So, you know, you probably shouldn't follow a guy named Tank that's in his late 40s when you're committing a crime.
Not unless you're, like, walking through, like a concert, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. That works. Yeah.
Or if like it's a zombie apocalypse situation, mm-hmm. you can, you know, tank. It's good to have on your team.
If you need like someone's car towed or something right. like that. Yeah.
Or let's say you're in a, I don't know, like a gangbang and the hot person you want to bang is three or four people behind the person who tank's banging. You know, he's going to run through those.
Yeah. There you go.
And it's going to tire him out and knock him out of the way.
He's a good wingman. Look, they recruited people, his other partner was Andrew Moran. They recruited people like the Red Ranger to use an existing business or create a business and then apply for the loans. Each of the people in the scheme did, I guess. And Red Ranger Geiger officially became part of the Red Ranger or the Power Ranger curse when he was arrested this past Tuesday. His first court hearing was in Plano yesterday, where surely the judge had a few Power Ranger puns to dole out, like, it's morphin' time. How about you morph into an inmate and slap on that orange jumpsuit?
Yeah, you're the Orange Ranger now.
Yeah, you're the Orange Ranger. He said, go directly to jail.
Yeah. Power sticks are different in jail, bud.
Yeah.
How's that big fat? Remember that the only guy I remember from Power Rangers is the big fat guy that was like kind of goofy, like what? He's like the bad guy, the partner.
No, the Devin Rattay type.
Yeah.
The little guy.
Scuzz. The little guy. Skid or Skid.
No, he was fat.
It was the skinny guy. Yeah. And the fat guy. He was like Nintendo the side hockey kick. Situation.
Yes. Yeah. So this was the skinny guy. The main bad guy was Rita.
Rita
Repulsa, and this is Rita Revolto. So that's her tall guy. And then she had the little guy that you're talking about, Wes, the fat guy. Now, Rita Repulsa also died of a horrible disease in her 60s. She's one of the 33. So, you know, what are you going to do? I guess not act in Power Rangers. Get a time machine. Don't join the cast. And that's today's cup of coffee in the big time, which was brought to you by Black Buffalo. The Hard Factor boys are big tobacco guys. You already know that. Dipping is a really enjoyable ritual for us, for me. But there aren't a lot of quality options. I've always dipped when going on long drives or if I'm about to write a cup of coffee, which takes multiple hours. But I've always been looking for an alternative because it's, you know, like one or two choices and they're not great. So there are alternatives for everything these days, even meat. But where are the high quality tobacco alternatives? Well, we found one, Black Buffalo. Yeah. If you're 21 or over and you dip or chew tobacco pouches or long cut, you have to try this tobacco alternative, Black Buffalo. Black Buffalo is everything you love about dipping, including pharmaceutical grade nicotine, just without the actual tobacco leaf or stem. It's dip literally made from edible green leaves and food grade ingredients with the same flavors, texture, aroma, pack, and nicotine as traditional tobacco products. They produce a variety of flavors like wintergreen, mint, straight peach, and my favorite, blood orange. And they sell their products at blackbuffalo.com. It's available in long cut. It's available in pouches. Plus, if you're looking to ditch nicotine and tobacco altogether, get their nicotine-free option called Zero. Guys, it's made in the U.S., born in the Midwest, raised in the South. Black Buffalo proudly manufactures their products here in the U.S. Small batch made, limited quantities. That means it's super good quality from Black Buffalo. I tried out Black Buffalo, and what I really loved about the product was how smooth it is. Even the Black Buffalo branding is awesome. Look at this hat. Check this out.
Beautiful hat.
I love the hat, honestly. It's a great hat.
It's fire. These guys are amazing. It's 2022. Are you still dipping traditional tobacco or those white portion things? If so, and you're 21, it's time to get with Black Buffalo. It's everything you love about dipping just without the actual tobacco leaf or stem. Head to blackbuffalo.com and use promo code HARDFACTOR at checkout for 25% off your first order. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use that code HARDFACTOR, one word, for 25% off your first order. That's promo code HARDFACTOR for 25% off your first order. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I got one of those hats too. First person to send me a from today's episode verified purchase, I'll send you that hat.
Holy shit!
Who's gonna toss up their picture of Balkan Skull?
There it is. Boom.
Yeah, there they are. There they are. Look how gay Skull
They're so
is.
Goofy, man.
Yeah. Bulk. Yeah. Bulk. What do you think that is? A 4XL leather?
Oh, yeah, it's a couple cows. Yeah. That's a couple counts. Guys, we're going to do the TikTok International moment. But before we do, maybe a little addendum to Biden time, a little bit more Biden time, if you will, because I caught this right before the show, and I found it very interesting. So as Mark alluded to, Biden is over there in Asia, right?
Yes.
He's on the Poke the Panda Bear tour. And Sunday, we missed this. Sunday, he was addressing the press at the South Korean conference, and a journalist asked the president what he would say to the demi-sized dictator Kim Jong-un.
I couldn't rip this. Yeah, this is awesome. Yeah,
if he were to see him. Yeah. And there's a good reason you couldn't rip it, Mark, because, well, yeah, they asked, hey, what would you say to Kim Jong-un? And Biden responded like an unsurprised beach-bound single lady talking to herself the moment that hooking up with a rando from the bar that weekend officially became not an option, when he said this specifically, and it's not going to sound the best.
Hello. Period.
It said hello, period.
Yeah.
Call back to my earlier joke.
I tried to rip
hello, period.
I tried to rip it. Yeah. It literally asked him what he was going to say, and he said, hello, period.
Mm-hmm. As in like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, it's here. Dudes are off the table this weekend. Okay, Mark. Yeah. So here's what happened, right? We both saw that clip yesterday. We both tried to rip it. I started tinkering. I got weird. I was like, what is up with this audio? Let me bring this audio. So I brought it into Adobe Audition, which is just, you know, it's a pro level, but like basic audio editor. And I started fucking around with it. I couldn't get it. Now, I have this other program called Isotope Editor. And this thing is like, it's like a fucking magic wand. I stole it years ago. It's a very expensive piece of software that I've only fucked with like once or twice. But this thing normally like can save any audio. And I loaded an Isotope. And I can't do fucking anything with
it. No, it's weird. It broke my phone trying to rip it. I can't screen record on my iPhone now. They like screen recording that clip like fucked my phone up.
So I sent it over to our buddy Ian, who's a professional audio editor, and he sent me what you just heard back, which is absolute garbage. He goes, "This is the best I can do with the updated version of Isotope." So I start looking around on the internet, right? So they asked, right again, "What would you say to Kim Jong-un?" It's fucking Biden up there, and he's off script in Asia. Politico reported that the government cut his mic and they essentially cranked the background noise of that fountain the question was asked.
That's amazing. That's funny. I believe that. But I was watching a bunch of news clips to prepare for the show, and one of them was like a professional news clip. It was like ABC. It was a 4-minute news clip. They're talking about Biden, you know, what he said about China and Taiwan. They're talking about his whole trip in Asia. He's in there for the next couple of days. He's going to Tokyo or whatever. And they cut to that part about asking what he'd say to Kim Jong-un. And they're like, they have a field reporter, and they cut to it, and he just says, hello. And you don't even hear the period. And then it cuts back to the field reporter. And she had to keep a straight face. Like, it was just, that's all he said. It was like, what would you say to Kim Jong-un? And it was like, hello.
Hello.
And then it cuts away. And I was like, that's it?
It's like a riddle.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello. There you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get on a plane.
It's time for the TikTok International Moment.
Why they do this thing called TikTok International Moment? International people love international stories, dummy. And TikTok's the number one app in your app store. So bam, once a show, we cover the international stories. And we call it the TikTok International Moment because we hope maybe we cut one of these things down for social media. Bam, virality on TikTok. If Jackson would ever fucking post one, we'd have virality on TikTok.
That's right. Well, I mean, Hasselhoff became huge in Germany, right? Like, we don't care. Don't care what country it is. Then.
Oh, yeah. A gold record in Germany is like 500 copies. Hasselhoff's got like 10 of them.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's play a little game here, guys. Before I get to the meat of our story, so to speak, let me ask you this. Imagine yourself in Spain. Really, 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 really come with me on this journey if you boys don't
mind. Okay.
It's a Friday afternoon. You just got off work. It's been a hard week. You pop down to your local gym to get a pump in. And you you wrap a good hard workout. Your endorphins are cooking. Mm-hmm. You kick it on over to the locker room where you notice a sauna out of the corner of your eye. You're surprised. You've never noticed this sauna before, and it's bigger than an average one, too. One that could fit, I don't know, 20, maybe even 30 guys in it. And you think to yourself, it's been a while since I've had a nice sweat.
Sounds like monkeypox waiting to happen.
I don't know. I think a little time in the sauna would be the perfect way to keep the positive vibes going into the weekend, right?
It's a dry heat sauna.
Love a good sweat in the sauna or steam room.
Okay.
Steam room guy, but yeah.
I'm a steam room guy too.
You're feeling it? Well, it's not available.
Okay.
Well, that's
sauna's
okay. That's
second
not
best
what
option. It's good enough.
That's not what you're feeling right now. Okay. Okay. So
dry heat sauna. Got it.
You grab a towel from the stack, and it's one of those gym towels that's just big enough to cover your stuff by a hair, but the kind of towel that could, I don't know, fall off at the slightest shift of air. You know the kind.
Yeah.
Do.
And
do.
Through the frosted glass of the sauna door, you can see some of the other fellows from the gym had a similar idea. You can hear hemming and hawing, and it's almost rhythmic. They must be having a good time in there, you think?
Yeah.
So you swing the door open, also you're gay, and you wouldn't know it, but the breeze from the swinging door blows that towel right off you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And you look up, just as 30 sweaty, very toned gentlemen, Friday boys, if you will, are looking up from their engaged position right at you. And for some reason, it hits you that no matter what happens in this sauna, no one has to worry about getting pregnant. What's your move, boys?
I walk into a gay orgy in a sauna, is what you're asking?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like,
but did you hear? You're gay.
Oh, but I'm gay.
But you're gay.
But I'm
You missed
gay.
That.
I did miss that.
I dropped it quickly.
I did miss that.
Let me run it back. You swing the door
probably
open.
Probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to you.
Right.
Yeah, you swing the door open.
What a
also,
Friday.
You're gay.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. What do?
You say, hey, tag me in.
Yeah.
Where's the line?
Yeah, exactly. You just dive right in. Introduce yourself. Yeah. Say, hey, I'm Wes, and I'm coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right behind you, Tank.
Yeah.
Well, guess I'm in the right place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you pieces of shit just spread monkeypox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, as Mark was alluding to earlier, it was a sauna in Spain that really took care of this monkeypox, really spread it around the Europe continent there. The headlines, though, I wanted to point out.
Stinky room.
What kind of gym was this?
Dude, I don't know.
Good
okay,
God,
so
it was so disgusting that monkeypox came out of it.
Yeah.
I'm cheating a little bit. So sauna in a turn.
Yeah.
Apparently in Spain, sauna doesn't necessarily mean like sauna.
Right.
Like a sauna.
Right.
It means like a place.
Like could have been a big bathhouse.
To hook up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, you guys got to be careful.
So you're talking about just a room with a bunch of gay guys.
With a shower. Yeah. A big locker
it's
room.
It's hot in there, though. I'll tell you what happens. It's
got a bench or two, Wes. That's friction. What makes it a sauna.
Right.
But in all seriousness, those misleading headlines that were like, gay orgy sex spreading monkey. It was 35 cases from one sauna.
Right. It's 200 cases total, most in Europe. Like I said, 5 in Canada, a couple in the U.S. But
not bad.
Again, it's mainly like people that have hooked up with people from that sauna, it seems like. It started in the sauna, and then it spread from the sauna. And that's where we're
it's
at
It's
going
to end in the sauna.
Another sauna. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on from that, guys. come with me, if you will, to the islands, the Mediterranean islands.
Yes. It's starting similar.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's a little bit different.
I'm already going to gay stuff in my mind, to be honest with you. What am I going to do?
I'm
suck
getting
eight
monkeypox again.
Am I going to suck 8 cocks this time?
Yeah. All right.
I want you to just follow the pen, guys.
All right.
Just follow the pen and listen to me and relax, okay?
All right.
Am I going to be disappointed I don't get to suck any cocks?
Yeah.
No, Wes. You're going to be looking down at your sweet vagina.
Yeah.
You're going to be looking down at your sweet vagina you've always wanted.
How gay am I?
Yeah, okay.
In just a minute. You can be gay.
All right, sweet.
It's up to you. Okay.
Yeah.
But just relax.
Okay.
All right.
And ride with me. Okay. Imagine this. You're a 19-year-old party girl named Kayla. Okay. You and your mom, Brenda, are having a little ladies' trip to the Greek Isles. Maybe you'll find romance. Maybe your mom, Brenda, will too. Mm-hmm. That's not why.
Brenda's going to get laid. I mean, I know mom.
Mom might get parties. Laid. But you know what? That's not why you're there. You're there just to do a mother-daughter situation.
Okay.
Okay? You know, take in the idyllic sights of the Mediterranean, the poetic sounds of aggressive Greek men hitting on you in a language you only pretend to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So after your afternoon plans to take an excursion, perhaps by boat, are looking like a no-go because of impending weather, you decided to not let that bring your day down. Okay, you're going to make the best of it. Instead, you decide to make your way outside of the resort that you're staying out to enjoy the sun, maybe a seaside snack at a local establishment.
Sounds delightful.
Mm. This is how murders happen in Greece.
Well, we'll see.
When do I get to go to the sauna and try to turn a bunch of gay guys?
We can rewind if you want. No, guys, you're coming up on an establishment. It's seaside. Ride with me, okay? And maybe, I don't know, maybe you'll have a little cocktail.
Yes.
Maybe you'll have a little, it's vacation after all. It is only
April spritz, maybe?
But it's a mother-daughter trip. Yeah. You guys be bad. Now, you and Brenda aren't particularly hungry. So you decide to forego like a formal dining experience, and instead you settle into one of the many beachfront sunbeds offered as part of DK's Oyster Bar in the seaside town of Mykonos, where you're staying.
Oh, yeah.
Because the website of DK's Oyster Bar describes it as a, quote, luxury restaurant and bar in Mykonos, which combines special tastes and events, best place to eat Iranian caviar, premium meat, and king crab.
Wow.
Yeah?
Sounds
good.
Yes. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mykonos. Yeah.
Well, again, you're a bit peckish, so you feel, I don't know, you feel like you have to order something, but the staff, I don't know, they don't seem to mind at first. They say, don't worry about it. Just come and have a drink. Sit in one of these sunbeds. They're at your disposal. They're free. It's noon. No one's here. It's no problem. So you and Brenda, you dial up a couple mojitos because, you know, when in Rome, and you ask for a menu, which the staff graciously gives you, and everything looks great, but there's no prices on the menu. So you're not exactly sure what it costs, and you look at Brenda, your mom, and she glances back at you with a sly smile as if to say, have a little fun, honey. We're on vacation. I got this. And you say, okay, mom. Right. Yeah, that's when the waiters start to begin to apply the what will you be having pressure, Mark? You know that pressure?
Yeah.
Just a drink, huh? So you say, all right, we'll split the Royal Crab appetizer. Oh. And that's when things really go off the rails, guys. The crab legs, they're delicious. The mojitos, they're iced. Now it's been 2 hours, and Brenda, your mom asked for the check, and you find it strange that instead of bringing the bill out to you, the restaurant manager asks Brenda, your mom, to come and sit inside, and you watch your mom.
That is strange.
You watch your mom and the man argue.
Never happened before.
You can see through the glass. Imagine it. Mm-hmm. That's when you hear Brenda say,
okay, mom.
Two mojitos? Two crab legs? Cannot make 600 euros.
Whoa.
I will not pay you. And that's when you hear the manager quite aggressively say, I will call the police and they will keep you here and you will not return to your homeland. We can easily find where you live.
Jesus.
What do you do?
I ask him if I can get another six mojitos for the same price. Yeah.
Look at these crab legs.
I ask him if I can get a couple crab legs to go and six more mojitos and we'll call it a deal.
Listen, crab legs are very expensive right now with inflation.
But look at this. Yeah. Look at this bill, guys.
Yeah, no way.
That's absurd.
Also, what is Greece doing with almost 12%, 15% tip there? They don't tip in other countries.
Yeah, what does that say? Okay, so obviously there's something shady going on here, guys. DK's Oyster Bar charged these ladies 600 euro.
And then they auto-tipped them, yeah.
Then they auto-tipped him. Apparently, this is a bit of a scam, guys. There was another American couple that went in there right as they were getting scammed. And they said, look, we're paying it too. But we saw some people coming in here yesterday and complain. And the police showed up. They got potentially thrown in the slammer.
Damn.
The customers got thrown in the slammer?
Yeah, absolutely.
So are those customers in on the – are they just working for DK?
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, and the police.
Yeah.
They're like, all right. They have to take a little bit of a beating in the acting job.
Right.
Hit me on the shoulder.
Yeah.
It absolutely could be the case. Yeah. It absolutely would be the case.
So
let's take. They'll throw you in jail. I saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's shady as shit. Let's take it to the internet real quick, guys. 82 OAN.
Those customers Iranian.
Yeah, well, they do have the best Iranian caviar in the business. This is 82 OANHP from Lincoln, Nebraska. They say, robbed us using intimidation tactics, 1 star. We were lured and scammed as tourists to pay a lunch that was set up to rob us. Menu was not properly explained. Waiter pressured us to order lobster, shrimp, fish, all off menu. I was in shock. No sea bass. It all cost us 300 euro. They got off at a fucking deal, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. They said, just say no to this business. Now, DK responds to this specifically.
Nice.
DK says, you are welcome to report our business and disclose your identity in order to also be able to report your practice of posting inaccurate reviews.
Oh, no.
Yeah, our prices are displayed publicly, and although you feel you should pay less, this is not a free country in the Western world that would force us to or there's not a free country that would force us to explain to each customer why we charge the way we do, blah, 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 blah. But would you ask Bugatti why they charge as much as they do?
Right.
No.
Yeah, it's because if it's this is the we won't kill you tax.
Yeah.
You got a view of this restaurant? Like, is it?
Yeah, okay. So there's the, okay. That's pretty
that
nice.
Is nice.
That's
pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. There's the inside.
So you pay for the view.
Okay.
But no, it says right here that the umbrellas are free.
Holy
That's
shit.
Part of their thing.
Look at the vagina logo they have going on.
It's yeah, absolutely. It's all part of the scheme. There's the menu showing the fucking prices. But that's a secret menu.
How old zoom like, in? What are the prices? Like $60 a drink?
Absolutely, yeah. $60 a drink.
Oh.
This is like Atlantis in the Bahamas. It's like one of those deals.
It's absolutely
the customers that are like they're like, we have to pay two baddies. Right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is terrible for everyone, but it's best that we pay it baddies for our own safety. Yeah.
This guy's crazy. Don't be alarmed, but like, here he's got the gun.
Yeah. I would just pay it.
It's absolutely fucking insane. But like, this is this dude's thing. It's his straight up thing. Yeah. And he just traps tourists and makes them pay. I mean, like, dude,
well, all you need,
600
all you,
fucking
all you
bucks.
Need is like two tops a day and you're good.
Yeah.
600 bucks,
yeah,
dude.
That's easy.
I mean, that is true extortion.
It is. Yeah. King crab legs are going for like, it's like 50 bucks a pound right now. And
sure.
So,
say you got two mojitos and those crab legs look decent size, but those two crab legs and two mojitos, probably the bill should have been like 100 pre-tax tips.
Yeah, definitely. Max. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's not good, guys. Let's talk about Feels. Feels is a better way to feel better. Pretty cool. It's a premium CBD that will keep your head clear and keep you feeling your best. CBD has been proven to greatly reduce anxiety. These ladies were feeling it. Pain and sleeplessness. Navigating the world of CBD can be complicated, but luckily, you got Feels. They make the process as simple as possible. You can start feeling better sooner. If you're new to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide you through the discovery process, or you can just call Will. No CBD. Do you know CBD is right for you? Well, Feels hassle-free membership program is guaranteed to help you feel your best month after month or your money back. Guys, if you're not messing with CBD, give it a try. Seriously, it's a fantastic medicine. It will make you feel better. It's very chill. It's not psychoactive. It's absolutely awesome. It will help. Like, if you've ever had melatonin, it's like that, but actually good.
But then your next day isn't groggy for 90% of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's absolutely pretty good, guys. Anyway, so if you want to get down on some Feels, start feeling better, become a member by going to feels.com/factor. Get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/factor to become a member and get 50% off automatically. Bam! That's feals.com/factor. Make sure to go to that URL, feels.com/factor. Try some CBD. Trust me. You might love it.
There you go. Try it out. All right. To close things out, got a little double for you guys from the great Midwest, United States of America, beautiful part of the country where Black Buffalo comes from. First, we're going to go to Ashtabula, Ohio. And if you don't know where Ashtabula is, it's right there.
You're everyone.
Yeah, it's right there on Lake Erie, and it is the fourth largest Amish settlement in the country, according to this list. Number one being Lancaster, Chester, New York, and Berks, Pennsylvania, and then another place in Ohio, and then some place in Indiana. And so, like, there's 20,000 Amish in this town, in this Ashtabula and surrounding counties. So, pretty big Amish population, and
I like to imagine like an entire James Madison University of Amish people when you say 20,000.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. To put that in context.
So Ohio's got they had two big ones. They had 39,000 and a 20,000, or 37.
Yeah.
So where's all the wood? How do you get wood in Ohio?
Right.
The lumber.
Yeah, a lot.
You got to go barter with them?
I don't know what you got to do, but May 14th, police there got one of the most hilarious videos I've ever seen. You guys ever hear of an Amish Tesla?
No.
No.
I can only imagine.
You're about to see one. Here's a video of an Amish man passed out drunk in his buggy while his horse drives him home and the cops try to stop him. Here's the video. It's fantastic.
Hey! Hey! Wake up!
There he goes. He's gone.
He's gone. He's got a pretty good clip
He's
there.
He's gone. Yeah.
There's a Bud Light can sitting in there, and he's passed clean out.
That's what he did to me.
He'll go home. The horse knows how to get home.
I don't even know if this is my
call.
I found him outside
Chili's. I stopped him outside
Chili's. Oh, man, that's awesome.
We got a drunk Amish guy passed out in a buggy.
Maybe we should try to put a helmet on him.
Staley and Bogue Road. He just turned eastbound on Bogue.
Yeah, the horse is driving him.
And I yelled at the guy when he rode by. There's a Bud Light can sitting in the buggy. And I hit the side of the buggy and hollered at the guy. He's passed clean out. He slumped over.
His horse is going to need therapy.
I'm going to see if I can get in front of him and slow down.
He's going to spook the horse.
421.
There he goes.
We might have it stop.
The horse ran into the cop car.
Disregard. He just rammed it into my car.
Oh, my God.
That's the cop's fault.
Hey, stop your horse. Stop your horse.
It just woke the guy up by crashing into a cop in his buggy.
Stop your horse. Get your horse. Grab your horse.
He's just
okay, grab the horse so it doesn't do any more damage, please. It's rammed it into my car already.
Yeah.
They start repairing his car with wood.
Watch yourself. He's coming around to grab him. Like little backing up.
Yeah. Just a minute, boss. We'll make it good as new, boss.
Yeah. I'll just stay for a pie.
Yeah.
Fixed in no time, man.
Anyway.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Incredible stuff.
But also, that's like, that's slice of life America. That I want to live in that town where that cop's like, well, what do we do here, boss?
Well, who's in charge of paying for the cop car damage? Because that cop just stopped in front of a horse.
Right.
You are, Mark.
Yeah, I guess the drunk Amish guy is.
No, you are. That's a taxpayer. Yeah.
But it's amazing. You just climb it. You just get hammered. First of all, this was Saturday night, so that he's out having a good time. You just get in your horse. Get in your buggy and just say home, and you can just pound Bud Lights in the night, and the horse is going to drive you home. Like, that's an experience that I would have loved to have back in the day.
Yeah, so it's awesome, and the horse clearly knows how to get home, but the horse needs directions on when to stop. Like, if a car is in front of you, like, it doesn't get that part of it, obviously. Like, the cop proved that. So on a night where there's no one on the road, the horse will get you home.
Right.
See, the thing is, the horse should have gotten that, is where you're wrong. I think this horse is a little tizzy. Like, a normal horse is not going to just run into the back of a fucking cop car. It's this guy's horse. They obviously gave this guy the dumbest horse in the village.
The cops did it to him, like, three times. They, like, they brake-checked this horse, like, twice.
Yeah. I would pay for this experience, honestly, back in the day.
Well, I think that's a Jebediah horse, if you ask me. Am I right?
Yeah.
It was a prank. Yeah.
You and Jebediah, you'll get along real fine.
They switched him out at the Chili's. They switched horses on him.
But this reminds me. Remember these four fucking Amish guys?
Oh my God!
That's
no.
You don't remember these guys?
Look at these guys!
Holy shit, dude! You don't remember these dudes?
Oh my God!
Did they take a wide-angle lens and shoot from their chin up? Why do they look like that?
Because
dude?
They're freaks. They're like the biggest like brutes you've ever seen in your life. That's
what the fuck is wrong with these guys?
Rip someone's arms off?
Yeah, no.
That's the deepest V-neck I've ever seen in my life. On that. That's on that fucking No Country for Old Men, motherfucker.
Greatest picture I've ever seen.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure these guys were got pulled over for DUI too, and like some other crazy shit.
Those guys were probably wearing horseshoes.
They're the brute squad. Dude, here's some other Amish.
Yeah, that's what I expect to see when I see Amish people, not the first four you put up.
Put those fucking weirdos back up.
Look at those guys.
Yeah.
That looks like a filter.
Yeah, you know they're all brothers. We're the same guy.
Someone put the brute filter on them.
Imagine running to those guys.
Yeah, what no the way.
Fuck? What did you Google to find that? Where
it's,
could
it's a, these are? This is a famous mugshot of these Amish guys. I forget what they did, but they might have done something terrible.
Cuffs on these guys.
They might have like torn someone from limb to limb. I'm not sure.
It looks
but
like
I think they were like, is it DUI? They said they were charged with felony obstruction of justice and disorderly conduct back in 2019.
If you Google Amish mugshot, it'll pop, you'll know which one it is.
Yeah, and those guys are all 19 and 20 years old.
Those four versus any four. I'm taking those four.
Yeah, no, they're monsters. Yeah.
They were just DUI in a buggy. That's all they did.
Yeah. How did they fit in a buggy?
Yeah, but anyway, deputies finally got this guy stopped. His name is Nathan Miller, and he only blew a .063, according to police. So they might have given him a little bit of a break, but they arrested him.
So he was just sleeping.
Well, he was passed out, drunk. Yeah. But yeah,
.08.
He might have been passed out for a while.
.08 is not passed.
This
out,
horse might not have known where he was going. Yeah. Just driving around in circles
for
the
four
night.
Hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he was watching the baseball game. You know what I mean? Like the most exciting thing for him to do is probably get a 12er and just cruise.
Dude, that wouldn't that be amazing? You just cruising in a buggy with a 12 pack
as the sun's going.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to go to Chili's? What is he? He parked.
I don't know if he was. I don't know if he was at Chili's.
They can go to Chili's.
Yeah.
Well, they have to do they have to ask to turn out the lights in their section?
Can we Amish go to Chili's?
Can you turn out the lights in my booth?
They make a lot of exceptions.
And the AC?
Yeah. Nowadays.
Okay, I'll pay with my credit card. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Oh, yuck. I just have a bunch of Amish chili recipes
Venmo.
Here. We'll have to
those
ask
are probably
Amish
pretty
Brock.
Good.
Yeah. Amish Brock, let us know if you know anything about this story. But it
or
seems
the
that
four
you,
guys.
Yeah, the four
one
guys.
One of the ingredients is fingernails.
Amish Brock, please give us a background on the four brutes.
Yeah. Okay, next story. To Indiana, where the saga of Vicky and Casey White continues to gain national media attention. First and foremost, James Stinson has still not been paid by the U.S. Marshals Service. Remember the guy?
Yeah.
He's the guy that's responsible for leading them to the fucking people.
Yeah.
10,000 signatures on the petition to get him paid. And then now there's a GoFundMe that has raised almost $4,500 because still no reward.
One way or the other.
Right. But he's owed $25,000. And the U.S.
Is it like on conviction? A lot of times they do that.
Well, the U.S. Marshals Service put out a statement saying, when determining if a tipster gets compensated by reward in full or partially, the U.S. Marshals Service considers if the tip provided actionable information to the investigation, whether the tip led to the actual arrest, which it fucking
did. So they
don't
pay anyone.
Bastard.
So they don't pay
cheap
anyone.
Bastard language.
They don't pay anyone, ever.
Right. And it
they're
says,
like, oh, Vicky killed herself, so it's down to 12.5.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like a claw machine. Yeah. They're like the equivalent of a fucking claw machine.
Yeah. U.S.
So close.
Almost got
almost.
It.
Almost.
Right, exactly. The Marshal Service needs weeks, may need weeks to complete the entire evaluation process, and the U.S. Marshal Service will just distribute reward money equitably and based on the totality of facts regarding helpfulness toward the conclusion of the investigation and ultimate arrest. So, yeah, he's never going to get money from the fucking government for this shit. But,
the federal government isn't paying anyone right now. Anything
right?
Like they overpaid, and now they're
the
like
the Red
fuck.
Ranger. Yeah. They overpaid the Red Ranger.
Yeah, exactly. This is the Red Ranger's fault.
Yeah, it's fucked up though.
By the way, lesson learned, right? Like you can't ever open up the fucking floodgates because the idiots and the assholes will just steal.
I thought about stealing.
Yeah,
everyone thought about stealing.
The size of this guy.
Yeah, that's Casey. That's when they're bringing him back to Alabama. He's
looks like a scene from Batman. He looks like
dude. He's yeah.
Yeah, he's like being kept at what's the Batman prison called?
Arkham Asylum.
Arkham Asylum. Oh, yeah. He looks like one of those Amish kids.
He does. He looks like all grown up, one of those Amish boys.
Who would you rather fight? One of these guys or Casey?
I would. So not the guy, not the third guy that has a fake face. Looks like he was drawn by like. not the first or third guy.
I don't want to fight Chin either.
Yeah, I don't want to fight Chin. The first or third guy, no. From left, first, no. Second, yes, over Casey.
I don't want to fight no. Anton fourth. From fucking Node Country either.
No. The guy with the V-neck, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think only the guy on the far right I'd take over.
I don't think I'd take. I'd take Casey over all of them.
I don't want to fight second team middle linebacker either on the
you
far
said they're
right.
19 and 20? No.
Yeah, 19 and 20.
No
yeah.
chance.
Yeah. Okay, on to the second part of the story, this saga that continues. The motel where the couple stayed in Evansville, Indiana. By the way, Evansville is right there, kind of north of Tennessee. Anyway.
just 200 miles from where they fled.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's what it looked like.
They got a good diner there. Yeah.
I mean, this is where they stayed. They had the most dirtiest, the most animalistic sex you can probably imagine. I mean, running from the FBI and U.S. Marshals, sex has to be some of the best sex you can have.
That's true.
Yeah. At one point, Vicky stopped and looked at him and bleed every time. For the rest of the weekend, I want you to call me Icky Vicky.
Sticky Icky Vicky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're sticky.
Well, he added that part. Yeah.
Or you might have to be real quiet. I don't know. But I would like to think that they there's bite marks and blood.
I don't think the two of them were quiet. No,
with lips like that, she was,
Anyway.
It wasn't hard.
That motel now, Motel 41, has a waiting list for people that want to stay in the room that they were hiding in, room 150. In fact,
I don't believe this.
Gross.
Yeah. They want to fuck on the same bed. They want to, you know, get in there and smell it.
Ew.
Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah. I don't believe this, man.
No, it's true.
What?
I think this is a flex by the fucking motel to try to drive traffic.
No, because the flex is so stupid because listen to this. They've got 70 people on the waiting list. They normally charge $63 a night, but now they're charging only $100 a night. So they're not even raising it that much.
They should be charging $300,
They should be charging $300 easily.
But what I'm telling you, Wes, is this is 73 people on a waiting list, like the first 40 minutes of the dinner rush on a Friday night, right? But there's a ton of other restaurants in town. They could go down the entire list, and no one's interested in that room anymore because they've left town.
Don't
gone.
Change the sheets. Dude, no, they're still interested.
They're still these.
I want to see the stains.
They're real life. They're real life crime aficionados that want to go there and just like be part of it because they were so enthralled by the case.
So, here I am through the doorway. I got about yay room, and he was this tall. He probably had to duck a bit to get in here.
Hey, bend me over. Bend me over like Vicky here. Bend me over like Casey. Bend over Vicky.
He
here.
Put me on top of the TV and banged me doggy style.
Yeah, hold my lip up.
Yeah. Hey, punch me in the face. Yeah. They actually had to take the 150 number off the door because someone was trying to steal it for eBay or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And now people are just renting the room next door because the other one is so backed up. They just want to get close to it. They want to they want to share a wall.
They just bang against the wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just putting straws just in their nose and then under the door. Yeah,
rubbing their jennies against the wall naked.
Mm. I smell Casey in there.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's like a wolf den.
Sick fucks.
Yeah. So that's what's going on.
I don't get that.
Why don't we just kill everyone that's on that list? Like, why don't we just arrest and kill it? Like, that's 70 admitted psychopaths. So, like, why don't we just round them up and kill them or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Arrest them. Do something. Put them on a list.
I bet if you called, you could get the list. I bet it's that type of motel.
The list of these 70 people, 90% of them are aspiring serial killers.
I'm going to see if I can call the hotel right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be great. If you don't mind.
I will.
So I get it with John Wayne Gacy stuff, like murder shit, like big crimes. Like, but this lasted a week.
No, these are sick fucks.
I mean, literally the guy in Texas has been gone longer. This woman from Austin, Caitlin, the cyclist murderer, she's gonna be giving them for a run for the money. The only thing you do is you have the height. That's the only difference, and the lips.
Okay, I'm gonna call. Okay. Let's see if we can get into room 150.
I think this is one of those states we can totally record one way. We know that's all that matters.
I wish you'd left it at the top of the notes.
Thank you for calling Motel 41. If you know your party's room number, you may dial it at any time. To reach a front desk, dial 0 or remain on the line.
Offer him a 500 for 150. You are being
transferred to the operator.
Ask him for the sheets.
Yeah.
If this doesn't work, we gotta call.
Thank you for calling Motel 41. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey, is this the motel that Vicky and Casey were staying at?
No, sir.
Oh, damn. Okay. Do you know what number that one is? I'm trying to reach that Motel 41. Yeah, this is at Motel 41 in Evansville, correct?
This is the only Motel 41 in Evansville.
Weren't Casey and Vicky staying at Motel 41 in Evansville? I'm reading about it.
I have no idea.
Ask. You have a room one.
Today is my first day, sir.
Today's your first day.
Today is my first day.
Well, shit. Okay, let me ask you this. If I were to come in tomorrow, would room 150 be available?
No, it would not.
And why is that? It's because that's where Casey and Vicky were staying?
Sir, this is getting to be a little bit much.
Offer money.
How about this? How about I come through there tomorrow with four $100 bills and you let me in that room? How about that?
That's for the room next door.
Is that going to be doable? You like money, don't you?
Damn. You act funny, don't you?
You were like a lawyer. You trapped her ass. You trapped her ass on the stand.
Why would that be then?
Why is that?
Why
on a Tuesday?
In Evansville? Oh, come on now.
She fucked up so hard. Yeah. This is the only 41.
My first day. Give me a fucking break. Yeah, okay.
Right, we'll try it. Maybe we'll try again. Sometime.
Yeah, we'll try. I liked her. She was. She had some spunk to her.
Maybe we get her all week.
Yeah. We'll get her all. We're gonna get her all week. Let's get her all week.
All right.
Well, that's gonna do.
Oh, that's a one party consent.
Yep.
State.
Yep. We can get her all we want.
Oh, nice. Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, that's gonna do. Let's pull up the wheel for tomorrow. All right. Here we go. Cup of coffee in the big time.
Pat.
That's a Pat.
See you out there.
See you out there. It's Mark.
There we go.
All right. All right. Well, we will we'll see you tomorrow. Keep this thing rolling. Thank you for sticking with us.
I just want to get in there and have a drop.
Yeah. I can't wait to call her tomorrow.
All right. Well, hey, have a great Tuesday. We love you. Have a great fucking day.